I, too, first of all, want to greet each one in Christ's name this morning. It's good to be here. My mind was racing, I guess, a little bit this morning when I was sitting there and thinking over the past and thinking a lot of changes, you might say, have occurred in our life in the last couple of years. And first of all, I want to back up. For those of you that don't know me, imagine most of you do. Some of you guys have grown up, and I don't recognize or can't put a place to you anymore. And it's like another generation has grown up here from the time I was doing a little tally. And this morning while I was sitting there, I think it was about 20 years ago when I came here the first time. And you guys were very gracious to me and friendly, and not only that, I seen somebody that I wanted to come back for, and I came back, worked a couple more years, and took her home with me, and I've been thankful for that ever since. But it's hard to believe it's been that long, about 20 years ago, and it seems like yesterday. So for you young boys up here, it won't be very long that 20 years can be gone like that. And so it's important, the choices and the decisions that we make. But we are from Lincoln, Missouri there, a little congregation there in Lincoln. And if you're ever out that way, invite you to come and stop in and visit us. We'd love to have you if you're welcome out there anytime. First of all, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to share with you today. I guess my mind races a little bit when I come down, and especially I think this is the second time that I've been down since Dad has passed away, and it especially hit me last time that we were here, and the amount of change that it just seems different. You know, he was always here, and he was. I talked a little bit about, 20 years ago I came down here, and he was the one I talked to about my wife. And even, excuse me, just a little bit. I wanted to touch on and to think this morning is the choices. And I don't know that I particularly was trying to decide on a title that I wanted to make this morning. So I've just, I don't know if it's really a title or just a phrase here that I have, and just some thoughts that I want to share with you. The choices, choose today. The choices that we make today have eternal destiny. And you know, I remember being a young man and thinking that, man, it seemed like you had your whole life in front of you. And how quickly that things can change. And I'm thankful today that we are, that God has given us good health and our family. And you know, that can change overnight. And I just had to, I guess the thought came to me that, we weren't expecting, Dad's passing was kind of a shock to us all, and not only to us, but I'm sure to all of you guys. But for whatever reason, I believe that nothing happens that isn't God's plan. And so that's why it behooves us and behooves me to make sure that the choices that we make, that they are the right choices. And we only have a short little span that we live here. I got a verse that I want to read out of James chapter 4 here. James chapter 4, verse 14. says, whereas you know not what shall be tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And I want to just stop and think about that a little bit. And I had to think, what's a vapor? A vapor, we go out into the cold morning if we're hunting or whatever, but, we can see our breath just a little bit and it's gone. Endeavor to return. And that's how our life is. Sometimes, it does seem like 100 years is a long time. But in span of eternity, it's just a little spot. Just a little spot of time. And just because we're young doesn't mean that we have any assurance that we're going to be here tomorrow. I have some guys you probably heard. There was actually a friend of mine. I knew him somewhat. He was up in the community some, but he was from Arkansas. Just recently here, I think he was a little bit younger than I was. And he was doing a job, and he was up on a ladder, and I don't know, the ladder slipped from underneath him, and he fell down, and he was killed instantly. And there was another young man in that same community that had passed away from an accident just a couple weeks before that. And so it makes me think that sometimes, we think that we have our whole life, or that we have things that that we put off, and I'll say that in my life that I probably procrastinated too many times, and thinking that that I have time, but I guess I was just wanted to challenge us to make those right decisions and choices in our life. I'm going to read out of Matthew chapter 7 a little bit. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. And here Jesus is, I remember growing up I might have heard a message or heard somebody speak to me. And they would talk about these things, and sometimes it would scare us maybe, but that's not my heart at all. This morning it's not about being scared, but it is I think that's something that is serious. And here is I want to read Jesus' words here, Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And what is, I guess my question this morning is, what is Jesus saying here? I think it's sometimes we make it a little bit difficult to understand. But I believe you look out through Scripture, and it's very, a Christian life is very simple to accept. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's simple. Sometimes we make it hard. I just think a lot of over the in my course of my life. And the things that I've went through, and things that I've maybe believed that weren't true, and thinking that, and I think especially of, I know something that was challenged with growing up was trying to work or trying to be. I thought I just couldn't be good enough, and that's not the God that we serve. He is right there. And he is. It's very simple. And I guess what made me think of this and bring this out was when I was trying to prepare something, I was thinking of and being down here, and made me think of memories of Dad, and every time we come down here, different times we would do different stuff, but he was always, you know, he was always here. I'm thankful that God gave us a little bit of time there at the end there, that we were able to come and see Dad and talk to him before he passed. But I just had to, I guess I had to think this morning or yesterday, that what would Dad tell us if we could? God doesn't, it's not God's plan that he is able to, but what would he tell us if he could talk to us one more time? Would he tell us to go out and to, I guess we all have to answer that question. What do we think that he would tell us? I think this is just kind of some of my own thought here. And especially I think this the most important one is don't miss it. Do whatever it takes to get here. And sometimes I know for myself, it's easy to maybe something I go through and experience in my life, and especially some of the hard things that we go through. And I think numerous of us, probably all of us that are here, have went through some hard things, some hard times, some things that aren't fun or aren't pleasant to go through. But then life goes on, and we forget. When we can forget easily, yeah. And so we need to, I think sometimes it does us good to be reminded of these things. And so what does it take to assure that we have, or that we are ready when our time is called? And so I just wanted to touch that a little bit on there in Matthew. And talking about, it says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction." I think Jesus here was given a picture of something that's easier. It looks easy. We take the easy way. He goes on to say here, it says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And, you know, I remember growing up and reading this verse and thinking that, if few be there find it, then how can I assure that I'm going to be one of them? And I don't think that it's not that it's hard. It's that we have to give ourselves over to, we have to give or yield our life to Christ. And I appreciated the Sunday school lesson there that we had this morning. And the thing of yielding ourselves to Christ, let him have everything in my life. And so I think, you know, number one, that we need to make that decision, and don't stay off those decisions. Those are very, very important decisions. Some people have, you might think, extra time or they have some time to get things right, and other people are gone in an instant. And so we're not promised nothing in this life. We don't know when that time is going to be. So I think it does us good to think about those times. And one thought that I have is, you know, why was I put on this earth? And I don't think that there's anything wrong with desire, and especially us men, we like to have businesses. I'm just as I know I do. I enjoy what I do. I have a farm there, and used to do construction. Don't do much of that anymore. And we do a poultry and cattle, and I enjoy it. You know, I think every man that God has put that in us, and so it's not that. You know, we can still do those things. We can still do the things. I think God wants us to enjoy life. But we first of all have to have him first in our life. And I think that we all, You know, when it comes to making these choices, that we know in our heart where we're at. And I know there's been times in my life that I knew that even though I might have been living like everything was all right, but I knew in my life that stuff that I was hanging on to, that if I passed away, that I wouldn't have been ready. And so I think, there ain't no one that can answer that for us. Now, that's a choice and a decision that we have to make. That's a God that we serve. He allows us and gives us choices. And talked a little bit this morning there in Sunday school, they were talking about a crossroad. And when we come into a crossroad, we can choose. That's how life is. Life is full of choices. Seems like every time we turn, that there's another choice that we have to make. Probably every day we make a bunch of choices every day, and especially we make choices to do right or to do wrong. And the only way that we can have that power and that strength is through Christ. And I want to read Matthew 11 here. Last couple of verses here in Matthew 11. Always like these verses here. I believe this is Jesus' words again here. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I think that's still the call for us today. He's still calling for us to come to him and to lay everything at his feet. And I know sometimes it's very hard to lay everything down. And sometimes I just had to this morning when I was trying to finish up, I had to think of the story of the man that was climbing the mountain. And he had the pack on his back. And sometimes I know in the Christian life, and especially I know in my life, that I tried to live a Christian life, but I was still carrying a lot of things on my back. And sometimes those are things that can hinder myself and hinder us. And but I'm thankful that this is still the call for us today to come unto him. All you that are laboring are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm thankful this morning that he still offers that rest to us. I'm going to read a verse out of 2 Timothy. Second Timothy 4, 6-8. "For I am now ready to be offered," this is Paul speaking here, "for the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord of righteous judge shall give me in that day. And not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing." So how is my fight going this morning? How is your fight going? Here he brings out the word in there of fighting. And I think, in our Christian life, sometimes we have to fight. We have to fight for the right thing. And sometimes it might not look outwardly like we're fighting, but inwardly we fight. And sometimes those are some of the hard things that we have to go through. But I'm thankful for Christ, that if we yield ourselves over to Him, that He is right there. My my second point that I wanted to, that I had to think of when I was thinking, if we had the opportunity to speak with Dad one more time, what would that be? And again, this is just my own words here, but to love each other with all of our heart. I think it goes along with, I'm going to read a verse out of Matthew 22. Matthew 22:37-38. That Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And this is the first and the great commandment. And the second is likened unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And I think if we live our lives according to these two verses right here, that we can go, it'll take us all the way through life. And that if we, I think this is one, the thing of loving one another. And I guess what made me think of that, when we came down the last week there before Dad passed away, went over and talked to him. I still remember what he said. He said he told us that he loved us. And, you know, and it was, I think it was, you know, probably something that we don't do enough. And I'm sure that he knew that he was coming to the end of his life. And he wanted to express that. But I was blessed by that and by hearing that. And I think that if we do that more in our life, that not only just know in our head that we need to love each other, but if we share that with others, and if we actually show that love to one another. And so I want to touch a little bit on that. I'm going to read out of 1 John chapter 4. And thinking of love, and what does love mean, and where does love come from? And I think this chapter here, very familiar chapter, I'm sure. I get my right spot here. 1 John 4, verse 7. I'm going to read through the end of the chapter here. It says, Behold, let us love one another, for the love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Pretty plain speaking here that he wrote down here, that if we don't love, if we don't have love in my heart, then what else is in there? Reading on here, verse 9 says, In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, and that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be His propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and He in God. And we have known and believed the love of God, and hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Wherein is our love made perfect, and that we have the boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, and so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect fear casteth out fear, because fear has torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. And we love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And his commandment hath we from him, and that he whom loveth God loveth his brother also. And this chapter here talking about love. And sometimes, very simple thing. We all love to be loved. If we are truthful, some of us are maybe a little bit nature differently, and some of us enjoy to maybe express it more than others. But I think inside of everyone, that if somebody shows us some love or some kindness, that it touches us in a way that nothing else does. But love, here we can see where love comes from. Love comes from God. And I believe that the world has figured out some ways to express in a certain way to maybe get what they want and show love, and something that's often talked about throughout around the world, I believe, is a thing of love, and to love one another. But if we truly love one another, I think that Christ here, he brings out that Christ showed that perfect love. And I believe the perfect love that he showed was that he gave everything for us. And that is how sometimes, for our brother, for each other, am I willing to lay something down? And that's when I believe when true love is showed, is when we have to give up something of myself for each other and for our brother. And so I want to encourage to show love to one another. And I have just a few more verses here. I want to read a little bit out of 1 Corinthians 13. First Corinthians 13 here, I know you could probably preach a couple messages out of 1 Corinthians here, and I also like to look at this chapter here, and the chapter right before it in 12 there, he was talking about all the different gifts, and so I think it kind of goes along with that, but there's a lot of comparisons that we can make in our life from this chapter. I'm going to read down through here and then make a few comments here. 1 Corinthians 13 says, though I speak with tongues and of men and of angels and have not charity, we could put love in there. But I'll just read it as it is here. It says, though I speak of tongues and of men and of angels and have not charity, I am becoming a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have a gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. I want to stop there just a little bit. And, if we look at those verses and take them literally, we would all be, if we see somebody or if we could do that, it would be phenomenal. If we had the faith to remove mountains, if we could do all these things. But he goes on to say here that we can do all those things, but if I don't do it out of love, or if I don't do it for my brother, then it don't mean nothing. Going on here, it says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, and rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but where there be prophecy, they shall fail, and where there be tongues, they shall cease, and where there be knowledge, they shall vanish away. For we know in part and do prophesy in part. But one year which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, and I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. And now I know in part, and then shall I, even as I also am known. And the last verse here is what I wanted to touch on here. It said, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. And why does he, and looking here at these three here, faith, hope, and charity, why does he say that the greatest of these is charity? I heard one man explain this, and I thought it was, he was good. He was preaching a message actually on this chapter, and he said at the end of life that we can, we need faith to get there, but when we arrive in heaven, we don't need faith anymore. Do we need hope to when we get there? We don't need hope anymore. But charity is going to go with us. Love is going to be all around us. And so it challenges me. And I want to also challenge one another. So let's make sure that the things that I do, that I have love, that I'm showing love. Because we can, and as Paul had wrote there, we can do a lot of things, but if I do it for the wrong reason, that it doesn't profit of me anything. And so that's a challenge that I want to let with us this morning, is to first of all, the choices and the decisions that we make, and remind us that we're not promised anything. And it seems like there was a lot of people in the last year, you might say, that I knew personally that have passed on. And it is a fact of life. Yeah, we're all going to come to that point someday. And life needs to move on. Life moves on. And that's the way life is. But the important thing is the decisions that we make while we're here, and the opportunities that God has given me, that what am I doing with those opportunities? And also a reminder to love one another. And I know the Christian life is a lot more, there's a lot more aspects in that than love, but I believe that is the base of everything, to love each other with all of our heart. And so with those thoughts, that's all that I have here this morning, and I might bow our heads for a word of prayer.